Good morning, The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd.
Doctor, doctor, give me
and the newest member of our morning team.
Yeah!
Dr. Nirav Shah from the Maine CDC. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you guys?
We are super.
Yeah,
we
better now.
So do you still wear a suit every day now that you're not on TV?
Every now and then, but you know, I don't always wear the tie.
Good for you. Whoa, the tie's off.
It's summer, trying to dial it back a notch.
Yeah, I got
Dr. Shah's in short shorts and a shirt. Yes.
So, okay, we got a lot of questions from folks. Delta variant is the big topic. And the other thing that everyone is asking about is school in the fall.
For students and teachers who are fully vaccinated, right now, the same rules that apply to the same recommendations that apply to the rest of us would apply to those folks, which is don't necessarily need to wear a mask indoors, something I'm sure we're going to talk about. But so much is changing right now. I don't see that particular piece changing, but it's still a pandemic. And the things that we know today may not be the things that science tells us tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So I think we still also always still have to be willing to take everything based on what we know today.
The Delta variant, why is it more contagious? Like, from a nerdy perspective, I mean, how does that work?
The early evidence seems to suggest that the reason it is a more spreadable, contagious virus is that it reproduces a lot more quickly, more earlier, as soon as it gets in your body. Some viruses hang out in your body for months, years, decades before they start reproducing. Others can just go off to the races. And the Delta variant, the reason it seems to be so much more contagious is that as soon as it gets in your body, it commandeers your body's own cells and starts cranking out copies of itself faster than the other variants that we've seen so far. Hmm. When you've got more copies of that virus floating around your body, it's so much easier to deliver a dose of that virus to someone sitting next to you or someone you happen to be interacting with. That seems to be right now the principal reason why the Delta variant is a lot more contagious. When you mix that with a lot of people who still haven't gotten vaccinated yet, it's no surprise that we're seeing the increase that we're seeing. But the bottom line here, the most important thing I can say today is that we are not defenseless against the Delta variant. Everything we know right now tells us that the vaccines that we've got work really well against the Delta variant. So if you're listening right now and you're freaked out about the Delta variant and you haven't been vaccinated, go today.
Yeah, we asked a question, was it yesterday, about what, you know, if you haven't gotten the shot, what was it that made you change your mind and go get it?
Yeah, we asked. Yep.
And we got a text.
What'd you find?
It was interesting. It was a mix of people talking to experts in their own life, whether it was their doctor and getting reassured. It seems to be that, you know, information from someone who you trust.
Or a friend of mine wanted to date this girl.
Oh, and the girl said, nope, sorry.
Yeah, you need to get vaccinated.
Yeah.
You got to get vaccinated.
And
there
he got
go.
Vaccinated.
Right. Which
yep.
We talked about the hot girl summer last time.
Yeah. Exactly. He wanted to have his own hot girl summer.
Yeah. Who knew hot girl summer could be the motivation to go get a shot?
Yeah.
If that's what it takes, that's all the better. And we're starting to see folks across the country and here in Maine who were initially on the fence.
Yeah.
But now that they've seen hundreds of thousands of people in our own state safely, easily get vaccinated without any problems, we're starting to see folks come off the fence. That's what I want to encourage people to do, especially because of this Delta variant.
Oh, so we just got this text, and I know there are some people who do not like needles, and that's what's keeping them from getting the vaccine. Someone just texted and said, is there any chance of a vaccine that's not a shot?
There's at least two that are in research right now. One is like a nasal spray, mm-hmm. and then the other is like an ingestible. But those are pretty far off, if they even get through the research process at all. So for right now, it's still about the needle. Mm. Unfortunately, you know, again, the question that we've all got to ask ourselves is what's worse?
Yeah.
A quick jab with a needle or ending up in the hospital?
Yep.
Right. Dr. Shah, regarding the Delta variant, I know it may be hard to put a number on this, but do you have any sense of what, like, the percentage of breakthrough is? And us vaccinated people, should we be concerned about getting sick?
Well, the bottom line is I personally am not that worried. Let me just make sure that folks are super aware of what we're talking about. As with any medication, as with any safety item in our lives, the vaccines are not 100%. They've never been sold as being 100%. They're really, really good as far as vaccines go. They're in the 80 to 90% range. So they're really good, but they're not 100%. And with these new variants around, like this Delta variant, there is a lot of concern that with this new strain, the Delta strain, the vaccines may not work as well. And there's a little bit of evidence to suggest that might be the case, but they still work really, really, really well. So for me personally, although it's something to keep in the back of your mind, this possibility that even though you're fully vaccinated, you still might end up getting COVID, even if you do end up getting one of these breakthrough cases, what we've seen in Maine and what we've seen nationwide is that those cases are overwhelmingly mild. A ton of the cases of breakthroughs that we've got in Maine are people who didn't even know they had any symptoms. They didn't even know they were sick. They were just part of a testing program, say, at work. So even if you do end up getting COVID after you've been vaccinated, odds are it's going to be a really mild case. So how many of these have we seen, Blake, you asked a moment ago? We've had 560 of these breakthrough cases in Maine. Now, that's on top of 60,000 cases we've had and about 800,000 people who have been vaccinated.
Wow. Okay.
So
okay.
This is not something that that keeps me up at night. You know, the fact is there are so many things in our lives that we're used to not being 100%. Seatbelts are amazing, but they're not 100%.
Right.
Umbrellas are fantastic inventions, but they're not 100%. And the vaccine is in that same category. These are incredible vaccines, but they're not 100%.
There's always sideways rain.
Always sideways rain. And if you're, that's, you know, in some parts of the country right now, that's what's happening. There is literally a torrential downpour of virus.
Yeah.
Thankfully, people in Maine have done such a good job getting vaccinated so far that what's unfolding in other parts of the state hasn't started happening here, but it could. It could.
So there's a lot of colds going around. Let's say you have cold symptoms.
Yeah.
It used to be we run to get a test. We lock ourselves away,
yeah.
Right? Is that still the protocol? Or if you have a scratchy throat or you have the sniffles or whatever, should you run and get a COVID test?
This is a great question. It has come up as recently as in my own family in the last 4 days. And here's I think, the bottom line. We've all started seeing people, friends, family members who have got more summer colds now.
Yeah.
It is the season. There are a ton of other viruses out there that go by long names that are responsible for a lot of these summer colds. And as folks are getting together, and a lot of folks who are vaccinated, not wearing masks, it's inevitable that we're going to get exposed to other viruses, especially because we haven't seen them in a while. Here's what I recommend, or here's what the US CDC suggests. You know, if you do have a symptom that could be COVID, a sore throat, a cough, a fever, the best thing to do is to avoid interacting with others. Even if you do just have a summer cold, why give it to somebody?
Right.
And on top of that, I do recommend that you find a way to go get tested. There is still testing available. A ton of pharmacies across Maine are still offering testing. For example, a ton of Walgreens across the state offer that 15-minute walk-in test,
yeah,
where you go and you get your result back in 15 minutes. So I do recommend that if you've got symptoms that you think are consistent with COVID, especially the big symptoms, cough, fever, shortness of breath, then you should definitely go get tested.
Okay. The other questions are about this Delta variant and how that's going to affect life over the next, couple of months. As one person said, weddings. I got weddings for August and September. Are those still going to happen?
If everyone who's going to be there is fully vaccinated, right? They've got their shots. It's been 2 weeks since they've got their shots. Then based on where we are today, it's likely that those events can continue. Now, you notice that I put in a couple of hedge words in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we just don't know. But based on where we are today for fully vaccinated people, most of those events, I think, will probably be able to continue. That's not a guarantee. It's not a promise. But that's just based on where I see things right now. That could change. But for unvaccinated folks, or if you've got a wedding planned and you're going to have a mix of vaccinated and unvaccinated folks, there's risk there. There is definitely a risk there. We've seen in Maine what can happen when a lot of unvaccinated folks get together for a wedding.
Right.
It can happen, particularly if the numbers are large. Like, weddings are kind of like a string of ways that people can transmit COVID. Right, you start by sitting together, close together for 45 minutes, right. And then you're having dinner, and then you're basically going to a bar after that. It's just a series of events where people can get COVID. And if your event has a lot of unvaccinated people who are going to be there, it can happen. You could have an outbreak.
The other question a lot of people texting about, we're talking to Dr. Shaw, in case you haven't figured that out, from the Maine CDC. And she says, my daughter's 4 and in daycare. A lot of places, including her school, have lifted mask protocols. Should I be worried?
Well, the good news continues to be that kids, when they do get COVID, are not as affected as adults, but they are still affected. Kids can still get COVID. They can still transmit COVID. They can still land in the hospital with COVID. So there is still a risk. Generally speaking, we still continue to recommend that unvaccinated folks continue to wear a mask. You know, the good news is that although we've seen an uptick in cases in Maine in the last 2, 3, 4 days even, it's still pretty low compared to other places in the country. Certainly, if your child has some health problems, if they've got asthma, things of that nature, you're going to want to go in one direction. If your kid is generally healthy and they're hanging out with other kids who are healthy and all the staff are fully vaccinated, that may take you in a different direction.
Yeah, I saw a story, I don't know if you saw the story on the news the other night, it was a nurse, and she had been with a couple of young people who died, or at least were very, very sick, and they asked for the vaccines, you know, while they were sick in the hospital, and this nurse, you know, had to say, it's too late. You cannot get it, and you don't want to be.
No.
You don't want to be in that situation, but
that story broke my heart.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, You want to. I mean, that's why I'm glad we're talking today. Don't let it be you.
Right.
The shots are free. They're available. They're not hard to find anymore. You got your choice of 3. Don't let that be you. And we've even heard from folks here in Maine who knew somebody or had a family member who found themselves in that exact position.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who was initially resistant to getting vaccinated, and then ended up getting COVID. In one instance that I'm personally aware of, that person was on the verge of being admitted to the ICU.
Wow.
So it can happen. And with this Delta variant, it's spreading a lot more quickly, as we talked about at the top. I mean, we've done our state. I mean, Mainers should be really proud, right? I mean, I've lived here for 2 years and a month now, and I am so incredibly proud of the way that people in Maine have addressed COVID and taken it seriously. And no matter what chart or table you look at, Maine is at the top of all the tables where you want to be at the top, and at the bottom of all the tables where you want to be at the bottom, because of the work that everyone in the state's done. The more we do right now in terms of getting that last mile of folks vaccinated, the better we're going to be in the future, the better positioned we're going to be, and the easier a lot of the questions that folks have asked today, the easier the answers are going to be to that.
One more COVID question I just got. I think this is I've seen those home COVID test kits. Are those legit?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they are legit, but make sure the one that you're getting is, in fact, from a legit manufacturer, or you're purchasing it from a legit place. You know, the guy on the street with the van with no windows. give that a pass.
But
you're going to a pharmacy. You're going to a reputable location. Those COVID tests are in fact legitimate.
Okay. I think staying away from windowless vans is just good practice overall.
Yeah.
I mean, in general, yeah. I mean, that's whether you're getting a COVID test or oysters or whatever the case is, you know.
Yeah. Unless there's good candy and he has some puppies. I don't know. Maybe check it out. Just kidding.
Thanks, Dr. Shaw.
Always a pleasure.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Have a good day. Have a good weekend.